From Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, this is Dugout Dirt, a Texas Rangers podcast. It's a baseball podcast about everything that happens outside the chalk lines.
What I really want the fans to know is that the marketing department exists in this organization to try to bring the fans closer to the club.
It's not a job, it's a life.
You know, the best compliments I ever get are when I receive a message or a letter from a blind person who says, I feel like I can see the game.
I've been fortunate to kind of help him put this group together, and there's a lot of special people, and makes coming to work fun every day.
Flood of emotions, relief, excitement, elation. I knew that I carried a trailer of people with me that 90 feet.
After he was finished, I just kind of raised my hand and said, okay, which wall do you want me to run through?
The Texas Rangers Baseball Foundation was started in 91 from former Ambassador Tom Schieffer and President George Bush when they were owners of the team, and it was designed to provide for a nonprofit vehicle to really kind of house all the good works that the Texas Rangers did. Since that point, we've given away $14 million. Most of that's in programming related to youth health, youth baseball, youth in crisis, and youth education. We provide opportunities for kids to play baseball. We construct fields. We kind of have a myriad of programs in education. We provide, $130,000 in college scholarships and focus a lot on health programs within our schools.
Welcome to Dugout Dirt. I am your host, Jared Couch, and that was the VP of Community Outreach and Executive Director of the Texas Rangers Baseball Foundation, Karen Morris. On this episode of Dugout Dirt, we are going to dive into the Texas Rangers Community Service Initiatives and discuss how the Rangers, through the foundation, try to chip in and make Dallas-Fort Worth a better place. Later on, you'll hear more from Karen and many of the participants in the foundation's programs, including former Arlington Mayor Richard Green. One of the more prominent Rangers programs is Just Keep Living. It serves to fortify one of the foundation's main initiatives, and that is supporting youth health. It's a very popular program, one because it helps kids live a healthier lifestyle, but another reason is it was founded by superstar actor Matthew McConaughey and his wife.
Just Keep Living program is basically, it's a three-part program. It's a voluntary after school. Kids come in, set goals. A lot of those things are exercise goals, whether it's fitting into the prom dress or whether it's running a marathon or making the soccer team. They set goals. We weekly check in on those goals with them. There's also nutrition aspect, nutrition on a budget. These lower income schools, these people don't have that much income, and a lot of them are eating fast food, joint food. So as we show them, instead of buying 8 burgers for the family, here's how you go get a bag of rice and vegetables, some meat, and go home and cook. And maybe you cook it with your family and have a little family time doing so for the same price. And the third part is the life choices, which is a component of the gratitude circle, where kids actually have to say and share with everyone else something in their life that they're thankful for. And we've gotten a lot of really great responses from the kids, how that's been a specific value to their lives, whether it's them having to say something they're thankful for or whether many of them say, hey, no, I'm hearing other people say thank you for stuff that I've been taking for granted. So that's our three components. So you got it's the mind, body, spirit, and, the kids are on the right track. We try to keep them there. They're on the wrong track, try and give them a new avenue.
McConaughey didn't just want to start any old charity for the good PR. He wanted something that he could be involved in and that was near and dear to his heart.
Wanted to find a way to give back, and I wanted something that was personal to me. So I knew I wanted to do something with kids, and I wanted to do something that was incentive-based. Prevent before you have to cure was the idea. And we found the place of need, which was high school kids in Title I lower-income schools. And, based on some values that I was raised on, some things I believe in, from the exercise to the goal setting to the nutrition on a budget to the gratitude circle that we have, it was something that I felt was specific to me, something that I felt like I was going to want to be a part of it and want to invest in it and want to, do what I had to do to help it work.
McConaughey is well on his way to achieving his initial goal with the Just Keep Living program and even surpassing those goals. The program has had a significant impact on many families around the DFW community.
I've learned that the program, well, it's not only about being healthy, so giving back is also a big part, and not just with the program, but on your own time, it's also good to give back.
to me, it's meant so much. Without it, I would have never known what it's like to be healthy, how to be healthy, or even how to eat healthy.
And Just Keep Living, I have learned about being active and how important it is to keep a healthy life and to be grateful for things that we don't really take into account.
These kids are coming from at-risk homes. Some of them are homeless. Some of them are single family. So they may not have that. They don't have the money to go out and buy the organic products or buy the fresh fruits all the time. They're going to the cans. So this program gives them the opportunity to learn and to realize that they don't need lots of money to do it. They can do it on a small budget.
The JK Living Program has made it possible for inner city kids to go places where they normally would not be able to go. The JK Living Program has made it possible for inner city kids to work with other people who are less fortunate. The Just Keep Living Program has helped these kids be healthier. It's helped kids who were overweight to lose weight and to see how much better that feels. I think it makes them want more. It makes them strive for more. All the JKL kids now want to go to college. They ask me about gym memberships. They ask me about different places in the community. They ask me, what can I do to help? So it's impacted them in a way that's made them better. And in turn, other people are better as well.
Not only does the Just Keep Living program and programs like that have a significant impact on the kids in the program, but also the volunteers and the people inside the foundation that are responsible for these programs, they see these kids and these families transform their lives right in front of their eyes. And that has a significant and profound impact on everyone involved.
Do you have a favorite story? That's been impactful for you?
And we have a girl in our program. She just graduated and is headed to college. And when she started the program as a freshman, she was what everybody would consider was morbidly obese. And she was a fighter. And she was gonna be in this fitness program, and she was gonna figure it out. And she graduated this year. And since through the program, she's run 2 half marathons. She's dropped up about 100 pounds. And more importantly, though, I think we had a cooking contest this past spring between our Just Keep Living schools, and they were to create a meal that was healthy. And, you know, 2 of the schools found some really healthy recipes online and made them great. But the girls from Pinkston, there were 5 young ladies, they went to their family recipes and took traditional Mexican food and created it in a healthy manner. So they replaced the sour cream with Greek yogurt. They took the refried beans and cooked them in a different way so that they were healthy. And as you're watching this, you realize how much you've transformed this family, and that they were explaining that this is how they cook at home now, and they don't fry the tortillas. This is what they do with the chicken instead. And you see that you're not just impacting that one person, you're impacting their family and then their extended family.
Baseball fans often have a laser-like focus on what's going on between the lines. And that's what the Texas Rangers are here to do, is to win baseball games. That's a priority. But many fans would be surprised to know the Texas Rangers organization places community service as a top priority as well.
Some people look at a baseball organization and, you know, play baseball. You know, people come to games. Well, why is it important for the Rangers to be involved in the community?
You know, the Texas Rangers welcome, you know, close to 3 million fans a year at Globe Life Park in Arlington. And, you know, that's a relationship between those fans and the players and the organization. And we feel very committed that we need to give back to the organizations that support us each year. You know, our fans are here thick and thin, and we support them at the same time. We understand, you know, as a corporate citizen and as part of this community, that there are needs that we can meet, and that sometimes messaging, especially as it relates to health or baseball or softball, may come across cleaner or may be paid attention to more by kids if it comes from the professional sports organization.
Former mayor of Arlington, Richard Green, played an influential role in keeping the Rangers in Arlington by helping pass the bill to build what is now known as Globe Life Park in Arlington. Upon his retirement, the Rangers wanted to honor Mr. Green by giving back to the city of Arlington with the Richard Green Scholarship Program.
It was a commitment to fund college scholarships for graduates of Arlington's 6 high schools. And in fact, it is the largest financial commitment of a private entity to support students in the school district as they enter their college experience. But more importantly than the money, although it's significant, $10,000 per student, six students every year, 20-year commitment, that adds up to about $1.25 million over the life of the program. And it's the largest commitment of its kind in the city. The program that they created, that my name is attached to, has a value much greater than the money part of it. We look for students to award this scholarship to who have demonstrated integrity, academic achievement, and leadership potential. And so in the selection process every year, we try to identify students who we believe have those qualities and those characteristics and a track record already, even in their young life, that we can look at and say, yeah, they get it. They understand what it's all about. And so we think they would be ideally suited for this program.
The Richard Green Scholarship Program is not only opening up doors that were otherwise closed, but they are serving as a guide for young men and women entering college and then into the professional ranks.
One of the biggest influences from the program has been confidence. You know, this is a program for seniors in high school, and there's a lot of firsts that goes into it. You know, it was my first time to meet the mayor or very influential people in the community, along with going to formal events, knowing, having to learn which fork to use when there's more than one, and all those things. All of these which build on later in life gives you a big head start. I thought that's one of the big underlying things to take from the program is going on to other things out once you get past high school, once you get to college, and to law school and internships and just general adult life. Knowing that you're kind of ahead of the game from this program is one of the big things you can take away from. It's part of my experience. You know, it also gives me a strong sense of community. This is my home, Arlington. And so to be part of, to learn part of what goes into keeping this big city running was also a big shock and great experience to just realize the depth and the care that people put into their community.
My parents were immigrants from Vietnam and Laos, respectively, and it was just a really nice thing to see them, all of their work, all of their hard work just paid off in coming to America and it culminating in their children being successful.
Everyone's amazing, like their personalities, their caring hearts and dispositions are wonderful. There's everyone who wants to be a teacher, to engineers, to lawyers. There's a very diverse group, and that's what I love most about it.
Being able to have those connections you can rely upon for rec letters, just for advice, and just really to have them help me walk me along throughout my career, that's been really important. This program has taught me to just reach out there and not be afraid of authority. You know, they're there to help you and they're willing to give you their time to help you achieve what they've achieved. And just that ability, along with the ability to actually meet the mayor, meet the superintendent, meet these influential leaders, has really just taught me to branch out, make those connections, and you never know where they can take you.
The beauty of this program is that they actually value you as your potential. They see something in you that you might not even see in yourself, and they actually explode that and make you realize how much you're capable of doing. Since that point, I was able to believe and trust in myself, believe in myself more and more. It definitely path me to where I am right now. It have helped me become more of a leader, take more leadership roles.
Without question, the biggest attraction the Rangers have is the baseball players. Everybody wants to be around the baseball players, watch them play, meet them, get autographs. And throughout the foundation's existence, the players have been a mainstay and very involved in all of the programs.
Do the players, when you have the players out and about, what kind of impact do they have on the community?
You know, I always laugh. I think the players
current players, former players, even the mascot, always add to the kind of the kids' excitement. I think they don't care if it's the starting pitcher that's, you know, the ace, or if it's the guy who, you know, comes in only once a week or whatever. Hearing from someone who's made it, in their opinion, someone who's a professional athlete, you know, it's great to be able to show kids that you have to be professional on and off the field. And a lot of our players, you know, speak to, you know, the importance of being healthy, that kind of their body is their tool, and that they have to take good care of it. So it's easy for them to talk about health to kids. You know, in addition, there's a lot of educational opportunities that are available here in the United States that some of our players from other countries haven't experienced, and they can kind of speak to the many opportunities that exist for American children and kind of provide a little bit of a insight into how important it is to take advantage of those, and that, you know, staying in school and listening to your teachers can make such an impact.
The foundation is also making sure the future of baseball is safe with its Reviving Baseball in Inner Cities program.
The RBI program allows the students in inner cities to play baseball and make new friends and mainly stay out of trouble as well. A fellow coach and I started baseball at our school 3 years ago. Our kids only had either basketball or cheerleading to choose from. And we ended up with 50 kids, and we knew that we needed some help. So we actually asked the Rangers for a grant, and instead they signed us up for the RBI program. It's been the best decision we ever made. So the program's had a huge impact on the kids, on my school, even on our community. We have tons of people coming out to the games. The kids, that's all they seem to talk about. And the school backs us 100%. It's had a great impact.
It's made our children leaders. In the school, in the class, I mean, just everywhere. You see them, and there's not a one that doesn't support the other. And they're not only supporting their teammates, they're supporting the other children in the classroom and trying to make them role models just like they've become.
So far, my most gratifying moment, you would like to say that, you know, we won third place, and, you know, but it's really not. It goes from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, where you see all the progress they made academically on the baseball field, and just to see them smile because they didn't know how to play baseball before, and now they're pretty good at it.
For all of the kids in the RBI program looking for a role model and thinking, how am I ever going to make it to the major leagues? All you have to do is just look at the Rangers' most recent first round draft pick, Dylan Tate, a former RBI baseball player himself out of California.
I will say, you know, we joke all the time with Major League Baseball that we're leading in diversity, and the Rangers not only drafted Dylan Tate, who is an RBI player, and he also went to the first Urban Youth Academy in Compton, but we drafted several kids, and then we had several players last year that were from RBI or the Breakthrough Series, and so it's kind of nice to see it come to fruition and see the Baseball Operations Department kind of take notice of that, which is, it's cool. It's cool to see kids not from, you know, the normal locations playing baseball and getting a chance. And, you know, we definitely, you know, would love to have, you know, Major League Baseball players come out of our RBI program, but we're also just trying to create major league individuals, and if we can create students and young people that are better people in their campuses and in their communities, then that's good too. And so we have a lot of that happens.
At the heart of it all, the Texas Rangers Baseball Foundation is about helping kids, and as a result, helping our community.
What would you like the foundation to be known for?
Sustainable change. So, and for a foundation and a team that has heart, you know, our players may come and go, and, you know, you might lose a favorite player through a trade, or they may sign with a different team or retire, but the organization itself will always remain, and understanding that, you know, the Texas Rangers has a heart and a pulse, and that we care about our fans, and that what we're doing isn't just, you know, PR appearances or just a poster on a wall, that what we're doing is making a change in our community and helping when it's needed. So, you know, it may be through our programs, or it may be something like when West Texas had the explosion and we were able to provide significant financial resources to help rebuild some of their parks, but also then brought the entire town to a game and recognized those that had passed away and those that had survived, you know, on the field, and gave that town a sense of pride. So it's kind of that, where it's not necessarily just the financial gifts, but it's the caring and understanding that we do care about our fans, and we know that it's a commitment, it's a relationship between our fans and what we do.
So how do people go about getting involved?
You know, so many of our programs are school-based, but we are always looking for volunteers, and that you can go to texasrangers.com/volunteer to get information on that. And while our players are very generous, and you know, almost 85% of our players give, and almost 100% of our ownership gives, and we have many generous corporate partners, but in order to continue to expand what we're doing, we always look for help from our fans. So you can donate online, you can attend any of our, you know, many foundation fundraising events like Triple Play or our golf tournament, and help that way. But you know, really any dollar counts. We kind of look at it as every dollar that we spend. You know, 90%, at least 90 cents of every dollar we spend goes back into the community. So, you know, fans can feel safe that if we're giving us dollars, we're going to make sure that those dollars are making an impact in the community.
Cool.
That's it for another episode of Dugout Dirt. We could talk about the foundation's many great programs and services all day long. But that's a pretty good overview of what the foundation does. I encourage you to get involved, donate your time, donate your money, anything you can do to help out and help us make an impact in the world. I'd like to thank Karen Morris and everyone that helps the Texas Rangers Baseball Foundation. From the marketing team, I'd like to thank Becky Kimbrough, Sarah Stone, and Nisa Pruitt, and everyone at the Rangers who make this podcast possible. You can find more original Texas Rangers content at texasrangers.com/never ever quit. This podcast is always posted at texasrangers.com/podcasts or on iTunes. Until next time, I'd like to thank you for listening. My name is Jared Couch, and we'll talk to you later.